So the Blues are looking to get back to winning action tomorrow night as they make the trip up to Bootham Crescent for the last time as they face York City. And joining me now on the phone is Guy Mowbray, BBC Match of the Day commentator and big York fan. So Guy, very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
So then, let's talk York City. Obviously, at the moment, they're down in 15th place in the National League North, 8 points off the playoffs and 12 points off the leaders, Bradford. So why aren't they competing at the moment?
Unfortunately, we haven't got long enough because I could go on forever. I bore people every weekend about the theories as to why York City aren't competing. It's a mystery to us. It just seems to go wrong every year, annually, around about this time of year, usually a bit earlier, October. There's nearly always a change of manager. In fact, we've followed the same pattern, I think, the last five managers. Sort of one's appointed in October. It doesn't improve. Maybe it does briefly, but then it gets worse. And two relegations in two seasons before last season was testament to that. And then for some reason, the chairman, out of misguided loyalty or whatever, he stays with them in the summer. He gives them money to spend. It doesn't improve anything. And then October gets rid, and the same process repeats again. And I think it was Einstein, wasn't it, who said the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting better results. That's where York City are right now, on the field at least.
So in your opinion, have they got the right man in charge?
We don't know just at the moment. It's almost a case of it wouldn't matter who was in charge. Sam Collins did a good job whilst he was caretaker. He only joined the club in the summer as the head of the youth team. So it's hard to tell. We're not sure who the right man is. The problems aren't really with him. The problems are higher up. It just seems to be a complete mess. Now those in charge tell us that they're always striving, and obviously it's not in their interest to have things not working on the field. So all we can do is trust that eventually they'll make an appointment and get it right and get us surging back up. But everything that's happened over the past 3-4 years has been wrong. There's nothing dodgy through that. It's the way it's gone, and unfortunately it's gone wrong at every turn.
And unfortunately for yourselves, you're playing one of the form teams tomorrow.
Absolutely.
In Chester, who've obviously only lost 1 in 12.
Yeah, it might help. One of the best performances this season came in the very early part of the season at home to Stockport County. Beat them 1-0. Excellent second half display in that game. That was a game that I could attend, which is a rarity with my football calendar. And I was quite impressed, and hopes were high for the rest of the season. We're quite arrogant at York, and I'm sure the same goes with Chester in a way. Because we shouldn't be in this division. We're a football league club, as are Chester.
Expectations are a dangerous thing, isn't it?
It is, but you know, we're a football league club, and it hurts and it angers people. Because we have never been, until last season, this low. In fact, until 2004, we'd never been in the conference. You know, we'd never been this low, and currently, 15th, we've never been this low. The lowest league position in the club's history. And it's not on. It's just not acceptable. Those in charge have to get it right, and they have to get it right quickly, because very soon, if it carries on like this, people will just lose interest. They'll tail off. The crowds of over 2,000, which is testament to our superb supporters, will soon be 1,000. And once that happens, bye-bye York City. It really is that bad at the moment. We're in an absolute mess.
Well, the National League North is an unforgiving league, isn't it? And you know, you only have to look at Stockport. You mentioned them there. They've been in this league quite some number of years now, haven't they, without getting out of it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard, but we say this about every league. We say this about the National League, it's an unforgiving league. We say it about League Two. We say it, you go up to the Championship, it's an unforgiving league. People win it. People win games and get out of them. You get out of it what you put into it. And the debate rages on, should York City now be part-time rather than maintaining full-time with a healthy budget, very healthy budget. You can't fault the owners for that. But it just seems to be the wrong decisions in management, wrong decisions in playing staff. We're currently going through another complete overhaul in playing staff. So whether that's good news for Chester or bad, I don't know. But there's likely to be another two debutants that have just signed on loan from Kidderminster for the game. There were two debutants in the FA Cup at Swindon on Saturday, apparently a much improved performance. And there's another guy who's just joined on loan who's only played, I think, two games now as well. So the team is changing. Might not recognise half of them when they come out of the tunnel at Bootham Crescent. But it's nice that it's Chester. It's nice that it's a proper league game as we see it, as we did against Stockport, because it might well be the last ever game under lights at Bootham Crescent. We actually thought the Stockport game might have been in August, but because this has been rescheduled, this now could be the last ever game under lights. And I think every club says it. There's always a special atmosphere. And actually, maybe worryingly for Chester, we tend to do better on a Tuesday night at home under lights. In fact, I would abandon weekend games and play them all under lights right now.
Well, from your point of view, I know you're going to the game tomorrow night, aren't you? And what do you think is the main threat then from York's point of view to Chester?
The main threat is the unknown. it really is, because the new group, the new players might be better. They might be a little bit more motivated. They might knit a little better. Because we've looked at our squad and it seems to be full of people who, you know, they come because it's full-time. They're winding their careers down or whatever. It's full-time. It's a pay packet rather than having to get another job as well, as you know, half the teams in the league do. And I question the motivation at times. I don't think I think the effort's there, but...
Well, you've got the perfect motivation tomorrow, haven't you? If you win, you stop Chester from going top of the league.
Well, you know what? It's not. I know from a Chester point of view that sounds good, but York City's only motivation is themselves. And the motivation should be... They've only played 15 games, let's be honest. It's a long old season. They've only played 15 games. And the motivation is, we have to get out of this league. It looks bleak at the moment, but it can still be done. And we must, simply must, get out of this league. Because, again, I'm going to sound arrogant. It does York City no favours, but this is where we are. We don't belong in this godforsaken division.
Well, we
should be in the Football League.
And I'm sure Chester fans agree with them sentiments.
Absolutely.
But from Chester's point of view, from what I've seen so far, anyway, in the games that I've seen this season, there's nobody that stands out, so to speak, in this league. I know Chorley went off like a rocket, but they're being caught now. Obviously, Bradford currently stand top of the league. We can go top tomorrow night with a win. So there's nobody outstanding, and you're only 8 points off the playoffs, like I said. So, you know, it's still not impossible.
Absolutely, it's not impossible, and that's what York City have to tell themselves, and I think that's what the manager's telling the players, so it's not impossible by any stretch of the imagination. We lost 4-1 at home to Bradford Park Avenue a couple of weekends ago, and everybody that I've spoken to who went to the game said, you know what hurt the most about that? Well, apart from the obvious, the result, what hurt the most is they weren't all that.
Yeah,
We were awful, they weren't all that. They are on top of the league, which tells its own story. We lost to Spennymoor as well, they're up there just above Chester at the moment on goal difference, so... You know, that they weren't all that, apparently. And this is it. There aren't. I think it doesn't take much, I don't think, to get up. Get up and out of the division. Unfortunately, everybody's trying to do the same thing. So, football's ever been thus, hasn't it?
Well, from our point of view, may the best team win. No doubt I'll speak to you over the coming weeks and we'll talk about the game.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, from my point of view, I don't care if the better team wins. I just need York to win.
Well, Guy, thanks very much for speaking to us ahead of the game. And like I say, the best team hopefully will win tomorrow.
Thank you, Shane.